Now, back to the heavy hitters.
Yeah. Is this moron number one?
On the all-new 590 The Fan.
Put moron number two on the phone.
105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back into the Frank and Helen's Pizzeria Studios. Yoshitomo Tatsugo sparked a 5-run, 6-inning with a solo home run to lead Japan over Israel 8-3 Wednesday and into the championship round of the World Baseball Classic. With a 6-0 record through the first two rounds, two-time champion Japan advances from Pool E, along with the Netherlands, which beat Cuba 14-1 at the Tokyo Dome on Wednesday. Israel and Cuba were eliminated. Spurs forward LaMarcus Aldridge has been cleared to return Wednesday against the Portland Trailblazers after missing two games because of a minor heart arrhythmia. And finally, upscale Cincinnati restaurateur Jeff Ruby has promised a free steak dinner for every Northern Kentucky undergraduate student if the number 15 seed Norse upsets the number 2 seed Kentucky Wildcats in Friday night's round of 64 matchup.
There you go, boys.
Incentive.
A little extra incentive to knock out the Wildcats.
Incentive.
As if
Calipari. Boo!
As if you needed another one to knock out Kentucky. You brought up LaMarcus Aldridge in your sport update. The Blazers and the Spurs are playing right now on ESPN. It's 59-58 with about 9.5 minutes left in the third period. Man, LaMarcus Aldridge, if he can't go for the Spurs,
yeesh.
Yeah, not good for them at all.
Those are scary things, too, those heart. Anything,
terrifying.
Anything dealing with the heart. I mean, given how many basketball players have we seen die on the court because of a heart issue?
It's so scary. Someone I knew, actually, that actually happened to him. He went to Fontbonne College, and I remember he was a year younger than what I am, and I was home. I was going to school at CMSU, was home for the winter break. I was living in the dorms, and in between semesters, they shut down the dorms. You got to go back home. So was watching the news one morning, and they were talking about a basketball player collapsing and dying on the court at Fontbonne University. And I was like, I wonder if it's, this guy that I was – I'm like, he's the only person I can think of that went to Fontbonne, and it turned out it was him, and I could not believe it, that it actually happened to him.
And really, that's one of the biggest things that sports fans forget is that these people that we watch on the court, on the field, they're as fallible as anybody else. They have problems. They have illnesses, and it can happen at any time. Like people, I mean, they'll put them up on a pedestal where that can't happen to them because I watch them on a TV screen. They're entertainment to me, but it can happen to anybody. Who was a Pittsburgh Steeler that couldn't play in Denver? Ryan Clark, because he had
Ryan
a condition.
Clark. Yeah. Yeah. Sickle cell anemia.
Yeah. I mean, he just couldn't play, or else it'd be life-threatening if he went out and played in the field. Not really just take a hit or anything, but just compete on a field.
Scary stuff. I used to work in consumer lending, and part of the whenever you would come in to borrow, like, you know, $2,000 or something, that we would sell credit insurance on that loan, life, disability, and involuntary unemployment. And this guy came in. He was co-signing with his son. And this guy, I kind of sort of knew him. We went to the same gym. And he was in his late 40s, early 50s, and this guy was in tip-top shape. I mean tip-top shape. And he neglected to get the credit life insurance, and he looked at his son, and he goes, what are the odds I'm going to die while you have the short-term loan? And he was at the local high school running laps around the track and dropped dead of a heart attack.
I think of it all the time.
What a morbid conversation.
We really are having a morbid conversation.
We are laughing about goals scored and breaking streaks via
slug
the
busters
via the sexual answer and equation there. Now we're going into the athletes passing away. It's rough, man.
I wish LaMarcus Aldridge the best.
I do, too.
Hopefully he's healthy. Hopefully it's not a serious issue.
You wanted to see the Spurs fully healthy and the Golden State Warriors fully healthy and see them go at it in the playoffs.
And also,
that's what you want to see.
It's tough because I know what he's going through right now as far as, I mean, you can imagine him wanting to play so bad right now in March and he can't. I mean, it's hindering him. It's tough.
Patrick, you are starving. You mentioned that several times during the commercial break.
Just keep seeing that Jersey Mike's commercial.
Yeah,
Jersey Mike's is really good.
They do look really good.
It's
commercial
good.
I've
never had it, but it looks
good. I haven't either.
Come on over, and I'll buy you guys a sub.
The commercial that they air quite frequently now that drives me crazy is the one for the Gatorade Power Bar one, where it shows like all these high school kids, and they're singing the Kanye song, Turn Out the Lights. They're kind of like singing the hook off of that. They're getting themselves all pumped up to go play baseball or football or basketball, tennis, soccer, whatever, right? And, you know, they're doing the whole group thing where they're bouncing back and forth. They're all excited. And then they just go running out onto the field. And it's supposedly because of this Gatorade protein power bar. Look, these are high school kids. They're 18, 19 years old. They should be full of energy and running out onto the field. If you want me to buy your product, Gatorade, have, like, you know, Michael Moore run a marathon after eating one of your power bars, and then maybe I'll be interested in your product. But right now, all you're doing is telling me you're getting a bunch of 18 and 19-year-old athletes who are in the best shape of their lives pump up to go play a game. I'm not buying it.
Those things are just loaded with sugar anyway.
They really are, actually. They're not good for you.
It really is. I mean people, it's like
it's not good sugar either.
It's not. It's not. A good sugar is it's stevia. It's a plant extract. No calories.
It's not sugar.
It's not. It's a non-calorie sweetener. It tastes just as good.
Stevia is great. I put stevia in a lot.
Me too, yeah. I mean, people say, let me have, like, you know, like the Diet Coke. Diet Coke's got aspartame in it.
Very bad for you.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's bad for you, I'm going to die next Tuesday because I drink a lot of
really?
Soda. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
A lot of aspartame, too, because I chew gum. You guys chew gum?
Yeah, I do.
Sugar-free gum has aspartame.
Giamatti, Matt, let's say a word for Patrick, because we're going to be losing him next week.
Speaking of morbid, thank you very much.
Start finding Patrick's replacement over the weekend, I guess.
Darn it. Giamatti? the hard part.
We've been talking a lot about LeVar Ball. Ugh. Father of the year, LeVar Ball.
We were going to avoid that.
Well, no, this is actually kind of funny, because LeVar Ball said that Charles Barkley better stick to eating those donuts.
Oh.
As opposed to talking to him. And then Charles Barkley has now challenged LeVar Ball to a game of one-on-one.
This is the same delusional person that said he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one.
That is correct.
Well, he's coming down a little bit. I mean, Barkley is not as good as Jordan, so he's maybe...
Barkley would crack his ass.
I know, but he's coming down from the greatest to a very, very good. And then maybe eventually he'll say, I'll take Larry Johnson a game of one-on-one.
Apparently LeVar Ball and Michael Jordan, I think they were both in college at the same time.
Sure.
Now, Jordan obviously went to North Carolina. LeVar Ball went to Washington State, and apparently he averaged like 2 points a game at Washington State, and Jordan was averaging 35.
Didn't his home get burglarized during his son's game? Last night or two nights ago? I saw the story today.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Is that another fake news story?
I have no idea. I'm not saying it's fake news.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying I don't know it.
He's loving the attention.
Yeah, he is. And I feel bad for his kids, too, because now there's going to be – do you think there's people out there actively rooting against UCLA because they don't like LeVar Ball?
100%.
And isn't that's extraordinarily unfair to Lonzo Ball, who seems to be like he's an okay kid.
Not to mention the next two kids that are going to UCLA.
I mean, his dad's nuts. It doesn't mean that we have to hate him.
I don't like... Yeah, I'm rooting against him.
Are you really?
Yeah. Why not? Actually, no, I'm not. I think I have him going to the Sweet 16. After the Sweet 16, I'm rooting against him.
After the Sweet 16, then you're rooting against him.
Berger, I have some really good news for you. You ready?
Let's hear it.
We should almost give you the bell. Here, take the bell. You're going to want that in a minute.
This must be about Tim Tebow or Grayson Allen, so I'm ready.
After his most productive Grapefruit League game in this month, the New York Mets announced that Tim Tebow's stint with the big league club this spring is likely over. There it is.
What a shocker.
Oh,
even Stevie Wonder saw that coming. What a waste of everybody's time.
He recorded his first multi-hit game on a couple CNI singles that made an excellent catch in right field, but Terry Collins said that Tebow will play only in minor league games the remainder of the spring. So as far as being anywhere near a hope.
Guess what's going to happen? In the next couple weeks, you're going to hear Tim Tebow announce that he is no longer pursuing his passion and his lifelong dream
of being
a Major League Baseball player, and he's going to quit.
It needs to stop because there's actually a minor league player out there who's been playing since he was six that might want that spot.
Tim Tebow's a winner. There was a great article on ESPN.com. I know that when we had Audrey in here a couple weeks ago, we talked about it. I can't remember the name of the writer, but it's basically about how Tim Tebow, his business model is the model of failure. He goes out there and he fails, but he's trying. But because he's Tim Tebow and he's trying, people love him for it, even though all the experts are telling him by everybody who judges baseball, like basically with by standards of measurement on whether or not you're a good baseball player. Everybody's saying
OPS, something like that.
Yeah, everybody's saying Tim Tebow, you're not a good baseball player. You're not even close. It's laughable that you're even doing this. But because he's got this cult of personality about him,
and a fan base,
and a fan base, and you know he's down with the GOD, and that's the reason why his fan base loves him.
He's also a good personality too. I mean, he has the personality to back up this ridiculous dream.
Guys, he's a good person. Okay,
okay, okay. That's it.
Okay, but I'm wondering how
I'm going to kneel down.
He plays hard for his fans, his family, and all the believers.
But I'm starting to wonder how good of a person he actually is, though.
Do you really wonder that?
Sometimes I'm starting to.
Absolutely. You think it's all for show?
Yes, I do.
He's an attention guy.
Like I said, absolutely he's an attention guy. Why the New York Mets?
Because it's New York.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with Minnesota? Minnesota needs some publicity.
I'm talking about like the Florida teams. Isn't he from Florida? Why not the Rays or the Marlins? Why is it the Mets?
Who is paying attention to those two teams?
Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, fans. You're trying to tell me that if Tim Tebow didn't go to the Rays, that there wouldn't be all kinds of cameras on him?
Not nearly as much.
I think just as many. ESPN.
And I don't think Evan Longoria would allow it. Get this putz out of here.
ESPN would still be down there. Fox Sports would still be down there. Skip Bayless would still be slurping him.
Jeffrey Lurie has made some crazy moves for Miami Marlins, but he actually avoided making this move, which I have to applaud him for.
But it is amazing how Tim Tebow, it is the art of failure. So I'm wondering what he's going to try to fail at next.
You know why? It's because he represents like the average person trying to go out for a dream that's impossible.
Whoa,
people love him for that.
He's not average.
I know, but...
He's not average.
But people that are average look up to him and go, oh, man, if I don't play really professional baseball until like my late 20s, I still have a shot thanks to Tim Tebow.
he's still a freak athlete.
Oh, yeah, but he's still a good athlete. Be playing baseball. He should be playing football.
And if you're, I hate to break it to people, but if you're a 28-year-old guy who never sniffed college sports anywhere, and all of a sudden you think, well, I'm the captain of my softball team. I hit like 6 home runs this year. I'm going to go try out for the major leagues. Don't do it. Tim Tebow was not talking to you. I'm just saying.
There was a guy, I mean, I saw at Forest Park that was hitting home runs in softball. You know what? You should go give it a shot. Call Terry Collins right now. No, he shouldn't.
David Fleming is the name of the writer for ESPN.com. So everybody check out that article. It really is one of the best things I've read on ESPN.com in a very long time, talking about Tim Tebow and the art of failure. March is here, so bring on the madness, the threes of the buzzer, the Cinderellas, the busted brackets, and the people in your office who don't know a basketball from a grapefruit winning the annual tournament pool. Yes, March is certainly all about the uncertain, but the one thing you can absolutely be sure about is getting a great deal on a new or used car from Ryan Kimner and his great sales staff at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. With a wide inventory and financing for everyone, they will have you leaving the dealership feeling as if you had just cut down the nets. 2016 Ram trucks are up to $13,000 off. No other dealer in Missouri is doing that. 2016 Grand Caravans are $6,000 off, and 2017 Cherokees are up to $7,000 off. Storm the court at 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri, or give them a call at 636-462-3600. That's BellmanCDJR.com. Coming up on the other side of the break, we're going to go over Giamatti's 2005 tax returns to determine whether or not he is in bed with Russian operatives. You're listening to the Heavy Hitters, and we are live from the Frank and Helen's Pizzeria Studios, right here on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
But if I should lose her, another may come in. Oh, love can be like heaven. Love can be a joke. But it's worth a gamble. So here I go for broke. Oh,